Morning, everyone. Big sports weekend, as always. The U.S. Open begins this week. Tennis, the big Grand Slam event. Roger Federer looking for number six. But Ibrahim Abdelmateen is here, a Takeaway Sports contributor. And if the World Series were held today, if the playoffs began today, the Boston Red Sox wouldn't be there, right?
Oh, no. The Boston Red Sox may not be there, but the Boston Red Sox would definitely be in the playoffs.
Aren't they behind in the wild card race?
No. They're up.
They're up. All right. They're chasing the wild card, no longer chasing the Yankees. The Yankees sort of have the AL East locked up. But if the Super Bowl was held today, right, and the Boston Patriots were in, or the New England Patriots were in the Super Bowl, who wouldn't be playing?
And he looks right, looks left, goes right. And good piece of defending that time by Justin Tryon, and Haynesworth applied some pressure. Tom Brady may have been hurt on that last pass play.
That's CBS's Jim Nantz calling the preseason game where Brady went down. Boy, just when Boston is getting over the headaches of the Red Sox, now they have Brady to worry about.
They popped him in his shoulder. Haynesworth gave him a brutal, brutal, vicious hit. And I think a lot of folks in football land are like, oh, my God, Tom Brady. But Tom Brady, do not underestimate Tom Brady. That is the last thing you should do. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks ever in the history of football, and he will probably go down as one of the best quarterbacks ever. So I think that the best thing that people could do in New England is to have the rest of the country think that Tom Brady's injured and not up 100%, because then he's going to come back and make him pay for it.
But if he does come back, he may not be the best quarterback in history this season.
Well, I think Tom Brady still has that he's in his physical prime. A lot of players, and maybe in other eras, they were younger in their physical prime. But as you get now in this era with the conditioning that happens, Tom Brady is at his physical prime. I think he's going to come back. It's definitely going to bother him. We'll see how it looks like it bothers him as the season gets on.
Are Nadal's knees going to bother him at the U.S. Open? And can he beat Roger Federer going for number six?
I think Nadal, Federer, and Roddick have to be worried about a guy named Andy Murray, first of all. And I think Nadal's knees are going to be able to handle. And he is a guy who's actually, in tennis, he's 22 years old. He's at the prime of his physical prime. So I think he's definitely ready. He took off Wimbledon so he could come back and win the U.S. Open.
But Federer is still the favorite here.
Federer is by far the favorite. He has won. He's been in 20 semis and 21 straight Grand Slams. He's the most efficient tennis player in the world.
So Chula Vista, California versus Tao Yuan in Taipei. Who's the favorite in the Little League World Series? Did you have one, Ibrahim?
I was rooting for Chinese Taipei, I gotta admit.
Chula Vista, start your celebration. The boys of August. And for the first time ever, a team from California beats a team from Chinese Taipei and wins the Little League World Championship.
Chula Vista, the boys of August, they're the World Series Little League champions.
The reason why I was rooting for Chinese Taipei is because they play small ball. And the Chula Vista team, the American team, they literally have a kid who's 212 pounds and 6'1" at age 13.
Oh, my God.
There's something about what we do in America where we grow these kids big, and they were playing long ball. They were hitting home runs. They hit more home runs than any other team in Little League World Series history. The Chula Vista team, I mean the Chinese Taipei team,
yep.
They were playing small ball. They were getting cheap runs. They were doing very low errors. They were pitching great baseball. But what happened in this game is that it switched. The Chula Vista team played small ball. They made it count when they got on base, and they stole bases. And then the Chinese Taipei team actually, they were trying to hit the long ball, and they hit two home runs back-to-back when they got a 3-0 lead. But it just wasn't enough.
Really quickly, do you love watching the Little League? I mean, do the kids like scream and yell at the conclusion of the games? They're not boring like Major League Baseball players who are just like, well, I just try to get ahead, you know, I try to win.
There's something about what, as a country, what we're looking for in sports, and I think it's all concentrated in the Little League World Series. The innocence, the competition, the love for the game. You don't necessarily see that with steroid-addled Major
yeah.
League Baseball and the money. Laden other pro sports. So I think that what we're looking for is the best of ourselves, and that's what we find in the Little League World Series.
The best of ourselves in the Little League World Series. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.